Power outages aren't just a headache for wastewater treatment plants. They're a direct threat to operations, compliance, and public health. Whether it's a hurricane, an ice storm, or a sudden grid failure, losing power means losing control over pumps, aerators, and the biological processes that keep treatment systems running. And when that happens, things can spiral fast. Mechanical damage, permit violations, emergency discharges, and costly downtime. Without preparation, wastewater treatment facilities risk uncontrolled discharges, environmental violations, and costly equipment failures. Planning for power resilience requires a multi-layered approach, incorporating robust backup power solutions, automated system protections, and a well-trained response team. Keeping control systems online with uninterrupted power, at the heart of every treatment plant is a control system, the Programmable Logic Controller, PLC, and SCADA interface that keep everything running. But if those systems go dark, the whole plant is in trouble. Once the PLC goes off, everything has to reboot. And sometimes, not everything comes back up. It's a tricky and urgent situation, especially when dealing with a power outage during an extreme weather event. That's why every facility should have an uninterruptible power supply, yes, to keep critical controls live during a power loss. IPS bridges the gap between grid failure and generator startup, preventing system resets and lost data. Todd Brunetti, Little VP of Business Development and Infrastructure at Integrated Water Services, IWS, emphasizes that built-in redundancies are critical. For all of our projects, we design in backup power in multiple fashions, he says. Well run use in all of our control panels to make sure that when power outages occur, the critical infrastructure that is the brains of the plant stays live. Generators. Right-sized and ready to go. A backup generator is only as good as its capacity. If it's undersized, the facility won't get the power restoration it needs. If it's overloaded during startup, it can fail when it's needed most. We size the generators at 80%, so 100% of our load is only 80% of the generator's capacity, Brunetti says. That leaves 20% for critical overload, inrush current, and emergency situations. Why does that matter? Because when electrical power comes back online, pumps, aerators, and other systems all try to restart at once. Without that extra protection in the form of a capacity buffer, the generator could trip offline, causing cascading failures. Another crucial factor, automatic transfer switches, ITS. Some plants still rely on manual generator connections, meaning someone has to be on site, wheel the generator over, plug it in, and fire it up. That's a massive risk in an emergency. Some of the older facilities just have a plug for a generator, meaning they have to tow a generator out, manually connect it, and then fire the main disconnect, said Brunetti. That's a huge risk in an emergency situation. Upgrading to automatic transfer switches eliminates that problem, switching seamlessly from grid to generator without requiring human intervention, preventing system-wide failures during an outage. As noted earlier, the problems of power loss extend beyond mechanical issues. Think about your biological treatment systems. If your facility is not prepared to navigate a serious power outage, the recovery process can be brutal. When pumps, aerators, and other equipment shut down, they don't always start back up in an orderly way. If everything tries to restart at once, motors overheat, breakers trip, and systems fail. That's why WISE Wastewater Plants Program delays into PLCs, staggering restarts to prevent electrical overloads. When power drops off, the system may engage multiple pumps at a time to compensate for fluid transfer loss. So, we program delays into PLCs to prevent simultaneous restarts and avoid electrical overload, Brunetti says. Another risk? Power surges. If voltage spikes when the grid comes back online, it can fry electrical systems. We install a measuring mechanism that monitors voltage stability before re-engaging the plant. We don't want to hit a facility with high voltage or power surges, he adds. These automated protections help facilities avoid costly failures when the power flips back on. cold weather, and extreme conditions. Protecting infrastructure. When extreme cold hits, wastewater plants face an entirely different set of challenges. Frozen pipes, cracked pumps, and damage to infrastructure can bring operations to a standstill. The biggest difference in a Texas-type situation is responsibility. People aren't equipped for it, roads aren't plowed, emergency crews can't respond, and infrastructure isn't built for it, Brunetti says. Here's how plants can prepare. Insulate above-ground pipes. Don't overlook this cost in your design and construction. In one anecdotal example, a facility in Texas opted not to insulate their pipes to save $75,000. When the freeze hit, every above-ground pipe burst. Use heat tracing. Electric heating elements keep pipes from freezing solid. Protect electrical cabinets. Moisture and freezing temperatures can short out control panels. All of the electrical control cabinets in our projects have their own climate control units. Water and electricity don't mix, Brunetti says. Training and emergency planning. Your best defense. Technology alone isn't enough. When the grid fails, wastewater plants need teams to be up to date on the latest safety tips so that they know exactly what to do. The basics exist for a reason, Brunetti says. You need to train your staff regularly, make sure they understand safety features, and know how to operate backup systems. What does that look like? Routine generator testing. Generators should be tested under full load, not just started up empty. Cross-training staff. Every operator should know how to switch to backup power, restart critical systems, and troubleshoot failures. Stocking emergency equipment. Snow removal tools, spare parts, backup lubricants, and emergency lighting should be on site and ready to go. A well-trained team reacts immediately when disaster strikes. The bottom line: prepare now or pay later. Extreme weather and power failures aren't if scenarios. There, when, and when wastewater treatment plants aren't prepared, the fallout is severe: uncontrolled discharges, compliance failures, costly downtime, and public health risks. Public health and safety should be the priority, Brunetti says. You need to think ahead, train your team, and make sure your systems are built for resilience. The choice is clear. Wastewater facilities that invest in extra protection now will be the ones still standing when the next extreme weather event hits. The ones that don't, they'll be left scrambling. If your facility needs to upgrade backup power systems, implement real-time SCADA monitoring, or deploy mobile treatment units, IWS can help. Let's make sure your plant stays online, no matter the conditions.